Hello and welcome to Farm Equipment Finance Weekly News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, and it's Wednesday, 1st July, 2026. First, sheep confidence is back. Mutton and lamb prices hit fresh records late last week as supply tightened and winter conditions improved. For sheep and mixed farms, stronger cash flow can help tackle deferred maintenance or bring forward a tractor or handler upgrade. If you're eyeing new or used gear, consider structuring agricultural equipment loans with seasonal repayments to match your sale periods. Next up, connectivity. From Tuesday, 30th of June, new national mobile coverage map rules kicked in. Telcos must now classify service as good, moderate, basic, or no coverage under one standard set by ACMA, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, with some footprints shrinking under the tougher definition. Check your updated map before investing in connected machinery, telematics, or remote pumps, and plan for boosters or satellite where gaps remain. It can also smooth online loan steps like two-factor codes and e-signing when you're out in the paddock. Meanwhile, on Monday, 29th of June, Telstra confirmed it will retire its CAN radio landline service by November 2027 in favor of satellite, with customers responsible for backup power. Remote stations should plan the switch early. Think satellite kits, batteries, and gensets, so safety and business comms keep running through outages. Financing these upgrades alongside other farm equipment can help spread the cost over your seasons. Finally, biosecurity. After detections of the H5N1 bird flu strain along parts of the southern coastline, authorities and industry are emphasizing tight farm access and hygiene. In outbreaks overseas, controls have at times limited the movement of poultry, people, and even machinery to stop spread. Poultry producers and contractors may want a budget for washdown points, PPE, and contingency downtime. Low dock options can help fund smaller upgrades quickly without stalling core operations. That's the wrap. For clear, flexible options on farm equipment finance, including seasonal repayments and solutions for both new and used machinery, visit farmequipmentfinance.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.